solemnly swear we are up to no good.
Welcome to We Solemnly Swear, a Mikkelsen podcast. We are a group of sisters who are diehard Harry Potter fans who want to share our crazy passion and knowledge of the wizarding world with our fellow Potterheads. Today we have...
Nadine, your hexing Hufflepuff.
And Tori, your raising Ravenclaw.
Yay!
Yay! our synonyms don't match, but it's okay.
They're magical. That's all that matters.
Well, yours is magical and witchy, and mine is destructive. So,
perfect combination.
It's excellent.
That just defines our whole friendship right there.
We're
just...
Exactly. Exactly.
It's who we are.
It's what we bring. It's what we bring to the friendship.
We bring all sorts of things to the table, but those are there. So today we're going to be talking, about one of the magical wizarding world schools.
Yeah.
Castelobruxu.
I love how it's said, because how it's spelled is not how it would have said that.
Yeah. I would have said Bruxo.
Yep.
Bruxo.
Bruxo.
It looks French.
Oh, yeah. Well,
but
I mean,
it's not pronounced very, like, it's not an oo, like a ro or a roo. It's a shoe.
It's a shoe.
So, yes, Castelobruxu, which is in Brazil.
Yes!
Deep in the rainforest. And we don't even know where it is.
That's how cool it is.
Which is tragic, because I would go. But first thing that I noted is Brazil, and we know that the new Fantastic Beasts movie, whenever it decides to show up.
Oh my gosh, don't even remind me.
It was supposed
I've
to
waited
take 12 place.
Years for this.
I've done my waiting. But it's supposed to take place in Brazil. So, yes. We've always wondered if we would see any, hint or get a tour of Castelobruxu.
Oh, yeah. What are you picturing in your head?
Of what it looks like?
Yes. Because I know that to Muggle eyes, it's always like ruins. But, like, when you say, like, Scotland, you think of castles. Even Durmstrang is definitely in some crazy fortress castle.
Yeah.
Beauxbatons, definitely a castle. So, like, what are you thinking it looks like?
I picture not, like, Aztec is the wrong region, but not too far. But I kind of picture that because it says it's high up on this, like, golden rock. And it's often compared to a temple. So I imagine...
Oh, yeah.
Sort of those, like, old ruin pyramid stairs. Not pyramid.
Yeah.
But, like, temple stairs on the outside.
Oh, yeah.
Leading up to this golden castle. But, like, one of those square... I'm really bad at describing architecture. But, like... I think Aztec is the best way to describe how I envision it. I don't know if it's the best word for it, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think?
I am in a very similar sort of thought process. So I was thinking, so I went to Chichen Itza when I was younger, and that's totally what it is. Like, it's all like this, just like these ruins, but these absolutely amazing and beautiful, like, they're basically pyramids, like the four base and then like basically a triangle. But I also like think of El Dorado.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's still that sort of, yeah, it's still that sort of like Mayan culture. I know that that's up north, but like there's still like that sort of stuff trickles down and there's different branches of it, but still. Yeah. I totally understand where you're coming from, Nadine.
Yeah, yeah.
I get it. Also, what do you mean by a golden rock? Like, what is that?
I don't know. I tried into my own words.
What is it called? Like a mesa? Is that what it's called?
No, they had a... Let me look it up. It said... Keep talking.
You talking to me?
I'm just searching.
Well, so this is what I keep picturing. When you said, like, golden rock at first.
Yeah.
So I thought, like... but I don't know if Brazil is like this. I've never been to Brazil. Hopefully one day. But it, like, I picture, like... Are they called plateaus? What are they called? Oh, my goodness. My geography is bad. No, like, they look like steps. And then it's, like, flat on the top. But, yeah. Like, because it's flat, it's bare, it looks like a golden white. That's what I'm picturing. But, like, to get up there, it's, like, impossible.
Yeah. So, it says it's on it. This is the wording that I tried to put into my own words.
Okay.
It's an imposing square edifice of golden rock, imposing. Often compared to a temple, is what is said on the Wizarding World website.
Okay.
Imposing square
edifice. I'm thinking like a giant cube right now, so.
Yeah. But if you look at the picture, the artwork on Pottermore, Wizarding World, it is kind of that, like, what we described. It's, like, these big square temples, and it's got those steep stairs going straight up.
Okay. Okay.
And it's very
square. Eldorado! Yeah, it's totally Eldorado.
Yeah, it looks straight off of Eldorado, so.
That's right. That's where they, like, hid all their money. And when they said, like, Tushi Balba, like Tushi Balba, and then they start throwing the gold into the giant lake.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. All right. Tangent over. I apologize.
But yeah, another interesting thing about the school is that the building and the grounds are protected by the Caipora. Is that how you would say it? Caipora.
Caipora. Caipora. Yeah.
Caipora. Which are small and furry spirit beings who are, like, crazy mischievous and tricky. And they emerge in the nighttime and watch over the students and the different creatures that live around the castle, like, in the forest.
Okay, that's hilarious. I'm getting major Pukwudgie vibes.
Yeah. Yeah, I put some artwork on our Google Doc.
Okay, so, those are terrifying. That's not what a Pukwudgie is.
Yeah.
But, like, the mischievous trickery, that part, it's, like, totally Pukwudgie-esque.
Yes. Yeah, so then there's a funny story that they put on there, is that, who visited who? I feel like, okay, yeah, so the headmistress of Stello Bruxo went to Hogwarts. Her name was like Dorado or something.
Like El Dorado?
I know. I'm just like kidding. These ties are like, I mean.
They're spot on.
So Dorado, she went to go visit Hogwarts, and Armando Dippet was the headmaster at the time. And Armando was complaining about Peeves, their poltergeist, and how absolutely awful he was. And she basically was like, well, I could send you some of our Caipora and let them live in the Forbidden Forest. And just then He's you can like, really pass. Decide for yourself, like who's the worst. Like you don't even know how good you have it. That She's basically like, Peeves is... nothing compared to the Caipora. And it sounds like there's multiple of them.
Yeah.
And we terrifying. Only have one Peeves. And it's funny because it just says that the challenge was not accepted by Armando. He's like, no, we're good.
I'm going to say no. Hey, Nadine, on the Wizarding World website, when you go to Castello Bruxo, yeah. is that little dog backward leg pig thing a kaipora?
Where?
Just like to the right. Like, do you see it? So, like, it's like the title and it's this big page. It looks like a map and Castelbruxu.
And then, like, oh my gosh, I see it now. I made my screen bigger. Probably.
Yeah, it looks, that one looks more tame than the pictures you put on our little document. However, yeah. It still looks terrifying and I would be freaked out to go ever in the forest.
Yeah.
Like, at all.
I mean, at least they're on your side. I mean, it says that they protect you.
Are they, though? Are they, though? Like, yikes.
Yeah, I mean, protect slash watch over.
It also says stalk. That they wear, like, bright green robes, which I would say is totally camouflage, so nobody sees them, including these terrifying-looking dog pig things. Anyway.
Yeah.
It's not something I want following me in the forest. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't want anything following me in the forest.
Hard pass. Hard pass.
But yeah, like you said, so the students, they wear the bright green robes, and they're especially known for their herbology and their magizoology.
Yes!
Which is just another tie for, like,
for Newt.
Newt going down there.
Yes.
And I thought it was super cool. It said that they have these really popular exchange programs for European students to, like, come down and learn about herbology and zoology.
Okay, Neville would have thrived.
Yeah, why did
he would have been like, I would have, like, if I was Professor McGonagall, which I often dream I could be, I would say, Neville boy, this is you. I will make sure your grandma pays. Like, we got this.
I know.
Internships. We are sending you to Brazil. Because he would be in literal heaven. Herbology heaven, right there.
I wonder if that was something that was like, oh, that's kind of sad to think that maybe it was talked about. And then year 7 happened. Oh. And the carols are there. And it's just like, yeah, sorry, this. Like, maybe it was planned for his 7th year, you know, or something like that. And it was like,
I would say it's definitely a 6-year thing because 5th is owls, 7th is newts, 6th year, exchange time. Like, that's what I
would
say. I don't
know, though, because it's like if you, 7th is when you really specialize, like, you're only taking classes.
I guess.
That you want to, like, major in. Oh, I don't.
But yeah, I would have sent Neville. I wonder if Sprout ever went. That'd be really cool.
I bet. She at least probably knows the most about their exchange program.
That's true.
And it also said there was an exchange.
Oh, so they're sending somebody up to the freezing frigid.
Yeah, I was like, I paid close attention. I was like, exchange usually means it's two ways.
Switchy, switchy.
Switchy, switchy. But yeah, the sad one of the sad things it notes is that it said that one of these trips, Bill Weasley's parents, Arthur and Molly, could not afford, which caused his disappointed pen friend at Castelbruxu to send him something nasty in the post. Which made me wonder why Bill was going to go on that trip.
Probably because he's adventurous.
Yeah.
And I bet they have a bunch of tombs over there. Freaking El Dorado. he's like, that's why he's like, I'm not going to Brazil. I'm going to just chill in Egypt instead. Not going over to the continent.
Sorry, big yawn.
I could see it, though. It's sad, though. Also, I always see those angry memes about how the school could pay for an extremely expensive Nimbus 2000 for Harry to play Quidditch, but they couldn't, like, help the Weasleys out or get Ron a new wand. Like,
yep.
Yeah. Especially when you know that that's how they channel magic and you're like, oh, well, we're a magic school, but your instrument's broken. Like, figure it out, man. You got this.
It's backfiring.
I love it.
Yeah, that's really sad to think about. I'm just going to read this last part straight off of Pottermore because I'm going to butcher all of their names if I even try to stray from this. So, Castelbruxu has produced a number of famous ex-students, including one of the world's most famous potioneers, Libetius Borage, author of, among other works, Advanced Potion Making.
Nice!
Asiatic Anti-Venoms, and Have Yourself a Fiesta in a Bottle. So I didn't know that he wrote all those other books.
That's kind awesome.
Interesting.
Probably then, have to take extra classes for those. Harry's like, hard pass. So that's why we don't know about them.
Yeah.
Also, I love that his, because I'm pretty sure you have to know your ingredients, where that's the herbology coming in. He's really good at potions with it. But his last name, Borage, is like forage. I was like laughing. Pretty sure that was intentional, but I thought it was great.
We know that her names are always intentional, right?
Yes.
How would you say this name?
I don't know. Because a tilde over an A is something I am not used to at all.
Joao?
Joao. Sorry, everyone.
What about this last name?
Colho. Actually, that's a really bad word. Nope. Oh, erase that.
Tarring.
Sorry. Luckily, Brazilians speak Portuguese and not Spanish.
He was the captain of the world-renowned Quidditch team, the Terrapoto Tree Skimmers.
It's not a very cool name.
Yeah, I feel like
unless this tree
a little higher than the trees.
Do something, man. I don't know. Does it do anything? I just want to know, is it Whomping Willow-esque kind of a stuff? Sorry. It's, when you go to name, it's just saying, my daughter named her, she's the only one that was coming up with names. And so they named themselves the Blueberries. And it was the most scary name. We're all just
the Blueberries.
Go Berry!
That is so funny.
You got to be the Sharks or the Typhoon or you gotta be something a little more, I don't know. I guess the Hollyhead Harpies don't sound very scary either, so.
Yeah, my kids always do whatever color they are, ninja. So it's we're the green ninjas.
Nice.
Okay. Nice. And then both of them, because both of my kids that are in sports now, they both convince their team somehow, so they both have the same team name.
Oh, nice.
It's the Green Ninjas.
The Green Ninjas. They're that's hilarious. See, I don't know how no one else came up with anything other than blueberries.
They're sounds legit.
I was really proud of her because her team before this, they were the Dolphins, and she's like, we need to make the dolphin noise, and she taught everyone how to make a dolphin noise. And it was hilarious and also terrifying because they were making noises at each other.
They're communicating.
But then this year she's like, we're the blueberries. I'm like, what are you going to do? Anyway, the Terrapoto Tree Skimmers sounds like a landscaping company. Anyway.
Yeah, it's not that frightening.
Yeah, well, that is Castelbruxu, and I cannot wait till Fantastic Beasts number 3 comes out.
Even gonna happen.
Because I want a little glimpse into Brazil and all the amazing, the Mazuology stuff that's gonna come out. Newt needs that in his life.
And we put so much effort into all of our theories. They owe us.
They owe us, and we solemnly swear. Full
gosh, just
exclamation, inclination. I can talk. Yeah, we're deserving more than just nothing.
More than just nothing.
And excuses about not being able to travel. Actually, that's a legitimate excuse right now. But still, I'm upset.
Totes.
I'm frustrated. Anyway, I hope you all remember to follow us on social media at WeSolemnlySwearCast. Leave us your insight and ask us your questions. We are going to continue talking about other wizarding schools, but definitely talk to us about what you think. I want to know what you think the ruins look like, as well as what you think a capoeira is, because I think they sound terrifying. So, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Agree.
Mischief managed.